Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a road to unity. As we consider the road of Jesus, as he walked through Samaria, crossed cultural lines, legalistic lines, lines of excuses, all kinds of lines, in order to surround the people with the lines of his word, the true and lasting lines, commands, truth. And so each weekday morning, we've been talking and praying about some aspect of the unity that God desires that we live with, that he actually makes possible for us to live with. Without him, it doesn't happen. We might play at it, we might try it, but it crumbles. And today we're going to talk and pray, focus in on a unity of the Spirit. A unity of our spirit, because of God's Spirit who's within us. Romans 15, verse 5. Paul's prayer, part of one of his prayers, is, "May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus." Excuse me. Endurance and encouragement. It's fascinating to me. I love words. It's always fascinating, the words that God chooses to combine with other words, with other situations. A unity of spirit. The prayer is that God would give us endurance and encouragement so that we can find and live with that unity of spirit. Endurance, because it's not easy. As you look through the Old Testament, there are various times when God's people were, well, rebellious. That kind of was the normative. But often within those periods of time, there would be a person that would rise from among them. The Bible would simply describe is that they had a different spirit about them. Joshua, as he served Israel as the aide to Moses and then rose to God choosing him to succeed Moses and lead the people into the promised land, there was a different spirit about him. And Caleb, his partner in faith, who believed God's promise when all of the others doubted. You see, that's the endurance. Because we face opposition. To live with that different spirit, that spirit of faith, is not easy. But it's worth it. And I believe that's the encouragement. The reminder to keep at it. Don't give up. God is faithful and will always be faithful. And by endurance and encouragement, we grow in a spirit of unity. We stand out in a different way, in a resilient way, in a steadfast way. God stands out in our life, in our actions, in our words, in our silence. And as we've been talking and praying about throughout the week, this unity is a unity that's formed around the headship of Christ. This unity is made possible because our spirit is influenced and submissive to His Spirit who dwells within us. And so it goes beyond the uniformity that we sometimes replace unity with to a unity of heart. It's our desire to accomplish God's will. And this spirit of unity and this unity of spirit requires that we keep the big picture in mind. And we value all of the pieces that make that big picture beautiful. If I were to go to the store and buy a puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I get home and I open the box and there's 1,000 pieces and they all are identical. My guess is it'd be a pretty boring puzzle if I did get it put together, if it was even possible. I'm not even sure it would be possible, depending on how each piece was cut identically. No, we go to the store, we get that 1,000-piece puzzle, and we anticipate that each piece will be different. Each piece will fit in one place. And when each piece is in its one place, the result is beautiful. And there's no competition. The pieces accomplish their function when they're placed by the Creator. And each does its part. And God's desire for you and for me is that we would live with that same unity of spirit, that unity of purpose, that unity of His design. And we would applaud, we would honor, we would respect those whose part of the puzzle is different than ours. Even as they honor and respect and applaud the part of the puzzle that is ours. And together, this unity of the Spirit accomplishes a beautiful picture. Because we all work towards it. We all did our part. We were all necessary. We were all valuable. And that's the body of Christ. No throwaways. No unnecessaries. A unity of the Spirit that's united in Christ, by God's Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need to live in a unity that's impossible without You. Our best attempts on our own are pretty vague. They're pretty temporary. They're rather small. They crumble easily. They lack the endurance and encouragement necessary to really make it. And so, God, today I pray that You would fill each of us with endurance and encouragement so that we would not just pursue, but we would live in this unity of spirit. The guiding force and principle in our life would have unity because it's You. because it's your spirit, the thing driving us. It's the thing driving those around us. Your spirit within us, the nature of Jesus, dwelling not just among us, but in us and through us. So God, today, help us to overcome the divisions that the enemy wedges between us. He sneaks into our midst. That wells up from within us. That we would find this unity of spirit. God, as we live with your spirit placed upon us and within us, may we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. May we keep our eyes on that reward, that eternal reward of life with you. But not just an eternal reward of life with you, an eternal reward of life with one another. It's not about us as individuals. It's somewhat about us as a collective group of believers. But it's really all about your glory. And you receive glory and honor because all of the credit for the unity that we live in and the unity that we seek is yours. And so, as we walk through life, fill us, unite us, transform us, that we would lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Well, as we head towards the weekend, Sunday is Palm Sunday, the traditional week prior to Resurrection Sunday, as Jesus made his way into Jerusalem, to the shouts and cheers of the people as they would lay down palm branches and their coats and everything else, welcoming and honoring Jesus. Then last, we'll talk about that as we head into Resurrection Sunday and Good Friday prior to that. But this Sunday, we're going on the Road of Palms. And encourage you, if you don't have a church home, if you're here in the Michiana area, live here and don't have a church home, or perhaps you're visiting in town for visit friends or family, I'd love to have you join us at 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana, as we worship God together, as we grow in Christ. As we say, welcome home. You have a place of belonging in God's kingdom. And it's our desire you find that place of belonging with God's people. And we'd love to have you have that place of belonging here at Deer Run. If you're not in the area, if you already have a church home, be faithful and be involved. And show up and encourage those that you worship God with. Again, this has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.